From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Afghan Taliban announced today that its Supreme Council has chosen Mullah Akhtar Mansur as the new chief of the group, a day after confirming reports of the death of its founder, Mullah Omar. Although the Taliban officially announced the new leader, Taliban sources say his leadership is contested by some factions, which instead favor Mullah Yaqub, the eldest son of Mullah Omar. Australian investigators say they are increasingly confident that a piece of plane debris that washed up on Reunion Island in the western Indian Ocean is a piece of the missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 that disappeared in March of 2014 with 239 people on board. Warren Truss is Australia's Deputy Prime Minister.
The fact that wreckage is on the Reunion Islands or in that Madagascar area is consistent with some of the modelling we've done in relation to current movements and our predictions as to where wreckage from 370 could make landfall if any of it was moving with the currents.
Truss says Australia will continue to search for the missing Malaysian jet in the identified area, but he said a confirmation the wreckage is in the Indian Ocean doesn't pinpoint its exact location. Malaysian investigators have said they believe someone deliberately turned off the plane's tracking devices and diverted the aircraft, but an investigation has turned up few clues. Nigeria's army says it rescued 59 women, children, and older men being held hostage by the Boko Haram Islamic militants. Army officials say soldiers raided Boko Haram hideouts near the northeastern city of Maiduguri. This is VOA News. Israeli police say an 18-month-old Palestinian child was killed, several other people injured in a house fire suspected to have been set by Jewish extremists in the West Bank. Authorities say the assailant started the fire early today in the village of Duma and scrawled Hebrew graffiti on the wall before fleeing. Israeli troops are reportedly looking for the suspects. Palestinian officials say they are holding Israel responsible for the incident, and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has condemned the attack. Turkey's declared that its Incirlik Airport is open to U.S. jets to attack the Islamic State militant group. The base, which is located close to the Syrian border, is seen as crucial by the U.S. in its battle against jihadists. Dorian Jones has details.
Ankara's decision to open the Incirlik Air Base to U.S. jets was reportedly described as a game-changer by one U.S. official in the battle against Islamic State. Incirlik is located 110 kilometers from the Syrian border, meaning U.S. jets could reach their targets much faster than from locations they've been using. The use of Incirlik by U.S. forces, especially in conflicts with its neighbors, is always a sensitive subject for Turkey, and Turkish governments are very careful about wording terms of use. But analysts say, unless there is a clear agreement on the use of Incirlik, the potential for disputes will remain, warning that Ankara in the past is very skillful in manipulating its use to secure its objectives. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
South Koreans are defending a Korean-Canadian Christian missionary imprisoned in North Korea who was paraded before the cameras this week in Pyongyang, where he confessed to participating in subversive plots. Reverend Lim Hyun-soo, the pastor of the Light Korean Presbyterian Church in Toronto, Canada, was detained in January soon after he crossed the Chinese border into the north. On Thursday, he publicly confessed to slandering and conspiring to subvert the state. South Korea's Unification Ministry spokesman said today the Canadian pastor was involved in humanitarian aid for North Korea. Outspoken Chinese artist Ai Weiwei has arrived in Germany to visit his son, the first time he's left China since his passport was revoked in 2011 after a crackdown on dissidents. 57-year-old frequent critic of Beijing has never been formally charged or convicted of a crime despite being harassed, arrested, and fined by Chinese authorities. And the U.S. economy advanced 2.3% in that April to June period, and consumer spending, which accounts for 70% of the country's economy, picked up markedly during the spring months in the U.S., advancing 2.9%. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.